it's on the river.
So, do you have, okay, what's the size, what's the smallest one? You know, just a little trickle of water. What would you call it, just a little trickle of water, just a little...
That term escapes me right at the moment.
Alright, well, would you call something like that a stream or a creek or...
Well, I'd probably call it a small stream.
Well, now, what does a little stream run through? A place that's maybe washed, maybe 10 feet deep? So, just through the centuries, might have washed a place there for the water and just drop off the place?
A fall of some type?
Well, not like where the water falls, but where the water is running along. If you were walking along, you'd have to look down and to see this creek. It wouldn't be running level with you. It'd be down in a place.
In a hole?
Well, if you go over a bridge, you usually look down at the water because the land drops off where the water runs and it comes back up on the other side. What's a low place called like that?
I don't guess I'm familiar with that one.
Well, what's a ravine?
A ravine, I guess, best description I would have would be a deep gully.
So a ravine's a big place?
Yeah.
Do you use that word?
No, the only way I guess I've been associated with it would be through watching various movies that might have this type of picture in it or a term used to describe it.
Well, you said you had a gully there. What would a gully be?
Well, a gully would be just called a gully. I wouldn't have another term for it.
Well, what would it be? I mean, how would it look?
Well, it would be a place where erosion had worn away in irregular patterns a certain area of earth or hillside, maybe.
Well, what are some names of some streams and creeks and things around here, around Dothan and down where you live, Ashford?
You mean what are they called?
Well, what's the names of them?
Oh, well, the place that's near me down there is called Rocky Creek. Would this be what you have
yes.
in mind? Another one is Cowart's Creek. Another one, Cedar Ford. Big Creek. Spring Creek. Yes, those are the main ones that I'm familiar with.
Are they all about the same size?
Most of them would be.
Well, you had anything like a branch?
Well, this Rocky Creek, another term used for it would be Rocky Branch. So in those two terms, a branch and a creek are used interchangeably.
Some different elevations of land. There's real high places in North Alabama. What would you call them?
In mountains.
And then the places aren't as high as mountains.
Well, hills, slopes.
Well, if you had something sort of like the slope, but it just drops straight off, what would you call that?
I guess you'd call that a mountain or a hillside, possibly.
Well, if you had a hill, could you, and you had a little rise on top of it,